You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Come on.
Battle of the Buzz.
Aaron and Tempe, welcome to Battle of the Buzz. You're on Team Alana today.
Thank you. Hi,
ooh,
guys.
Hello.
Welcome. Good morning.
Hello.
Tiffany and Santan, welcome to Battle of the Buzz. You are on my team, Team Nico.
Awesome.
Yay!
Yay! Up for grabs, the Larry H. Miller Toyota Peoria ticket window is open. 4 tickets to the U.S. men's national team taking on Panama State Farm Stadium on Sunday, January 27th.
Nice.
All right, ladies, let's get it going. Alana, you guys asked the first question today.
All right. Team Nico, Tiffany and Nico, 18% of Americans put who in their will? Is it A, their pet, B, their bartender, or C, their imaginary friend, Captain Frank McClackie?
Oh, my. Well, I just put my pet in mine, so.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Frank McClackie, though, he deserves something.
Yeah, he's something.
All right, question number one, Aaron and Alana. True or false? The Wizard of Oz can be found in the Diamond City.
I'm going to go false. Isn't it the Emerald City, Aaron?
Yeah, I think it's the Emerald City.
That is correct. Nice job, guys.
Woo! Nico and Tiffany, question number two. Name one of the 3 countries located in North America.
Oh, Tiff, I'm blank. I don't know.
3 countries.
You just have to name one country.
Just one.
In North America.
In North America.
We're living in one.
The U.S.
Yes.
Canada and Mexico also acceptable.
I'm having a brain fart right now.
Oh, that was a toughie. Here we go. Question number two, Aaron and Alana. It's National Chocolate Candy Day. What state is the home of Hershey's Chocolate Company?
Oh, Pennsylvania. Just went there.
Heck yeah. You just went to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, over the summer we went on a big road trip.
Oh,
sounds
fun.
Delicious.
Hershey, Pennsylvania. All right. Question number 3. Nico and Tiffany, true or false? Initially, only Harvard students were allowed to join Facebook.
I'm not sure. Nico?
I'm pretty sure that's true. Zuckerberg made it for his little group of friends just to judge whether or not the girls were hot or not.
That's true. I mean, I don't know if the hot girls part is true, but yes, only Harvard students at first.
All right, question number 3, Aaron and Alana. What song is traditionally sung on New Year's? Is it A, Thriller? Is it B, Auld Lang Syne? Is it C, Boots, Scootin' Boogie?
Ooh.
I'd say Auld Lang Syne.
Yep.
Nice job.
Woo,
nice
tied
job.
Up. That means we got to move on to the tiebreaker question. Can't help you with this. Person closest to the number will get the tickets. And since, Tiffany, you got to answer first, Aaron, you're going to have first dibs, okay?
Okay.
All right. On average, how many miles does a soccer player run during a game?
Oh, my God. Mm.
Excluding the goalies, by the way.
Let's just say 6.5.
Okay, and Tiffany?
I'm going to go with 7.
Tiffany, you hit the nail on the head. Woo! It is indeed 7 miles. Aaron, so close.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you were great.
Came down to a coin flip, really, Aaron.
Bummer.
Oh, thanks for playing.
Thanks, guys.
Tiffany!
Yes!
You got the tickets! Enjoy the game! Happy New Year! I love you!
Thanks, you guys too!
You can hold your head up high today. Finishing 2018 strong.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.